www.thebrainfarm.org. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to finish up a conversation that we started in a previous hour of the broadcast with Ford's Safety Strategy Manager, and he is standing by. And then we're going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein. He's one of the top automotive journalists in all of the world, based out of the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and he is going to be telling us about his recent adventures at Pebble Beach a couple of weeks back, at all the unveilings and cool stuff. And then we're going to talk a lot about those vehicles that drive themselves, autonomous driving. All that is straight ahead in this hour of the program. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261. Or, if you prefer, via the email, make it as easy as possible here, bob@boblongradio.com. Joining us back on the Auto World guest lines is Tom Artusian, who is Ford's Safety Strategy Manager, and we're talking all about safe driving as teens return to school, and Ford has a number of tips that they've come up with and have done some very interesting surveys about teens and driving, and some of this is really fascinating. I was saying to my listeners a little bit earlier, Tom, I was a commuter in college. I lived at home and worked in addition to going to school. But in high school, I was not one of the lucky people that got to drive themselves back and forth to high school. But evidently, these days, that's a lot more common. Tom?
Themselves to school.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was going to say, one of the other things was speeding is also an issue. In addition to, as I mentioned previously, having a number of passengers in the car with an inexperienced driver is a concern. But speeding, the survey showed that the Ford conducted showed that almost 60% of teens would assume that speed limit that we see on the signs is nothing more than a target, not a maximum. And that's somewhat concerning. You would think that would kind of ring home that actually is a speed limit, since it does
yes.
say that on the sign, right?
I know.
That goes along with one of the tips that I had mentioned that Ford came up with, kind of a back-to-school driving tips. There's just a few of them here.
Great.
Of course, that mention is to watch your speed and obey the speed limit. We already talked about limiting the number of passengers to help to avoid the distractions, so you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. But there's also some responsibility on the parents' part. If the parents would lead by example and take their cell phones, put them away in the console and the glove box somewhere, just operate them hands-free and not text or dial numbers while they're driving. Just set a good example for their teens. And we talked about buckling up, how important that is. And lastly is don't drink and drive. I know that most teens are not of drinking age, but still that's a concern. And it's always a good message to send and not drink any alcohol or any other substances while you're driving.
It is so true, and it's pretty shocking. I know that you guys surveyed teens on drinking, and you know the results of that survey are pretty eye-opening. Share those results from the survey as far as teens and drinking.
Well, it does. The survey did say that 93% of the teens, which is a fair majority, obviously, said that they have never had a drink and then followed up with driving, so they don't drink and drive, which is good, but still that remaining 7% is something to be concerned about. But they do comment that they are concerned. Teens do have a concern about attending school dances and things of that nature, where they not only ride with friends, but also sometimes there's some illegal drinking going on, and alcohol is a significant contributor to any type of a crash and fatalities. As a matter of fact, on a nationwide basis, if we look at statistics of fatalities, about 50% of all fatalities on the road, the vehicle-related related to vehicle crashes, 50% are unbelted, about 30% are impaired drivers, and the other, well, not together, but 90% of cases are involved with some type of a driver error.
Another great tip that the folks at Ford have come up with for back to driving school tips is a simple one, but it's very, very important to remember. The faster you drive, the longer it takes to stop. And lots of people, adults and teenagers, don't understand that.
Right. That certainly, as the saying goes, speed kills. And by following the speed limit, obeying the speed limit, and watching your adjusting your speed to adapt to the road conditions. Because sometimes if it's raining out, or at least in our area with the snow, it's something to be concerned about, and manage your speed and adapt it to whatever the road conditions are.
Let's talk about a really wonderful program that Ford has put together, and it's been very, very successful. It's called Driving Skills for Life. Tell us all about it, Tom.
Well, Driving Skills for Life has been around for about 10 years now, and what the Ford Driving Skills for Life program is, it's a variety of things. First of all, the website is drivingskillsforlife.com, and when a teen accesses that site, he can pick up some tips about driving, tips about maintenance of their vehicles, and there's a quiz you can take about your driving experience and technique. And I must admit, I almost challenged some of your teens. I took the test 3 times before I passed, and I'm an old timer, so it's pretty difficult. But the program actually travels around and does hands-on sessions with teens to teach them skills to help with things such as speed management, vehicle handling, hazard recognition, and distractions by using a variety of hands-on techniques with experienced drivers.
That's very, very good. And is there a particular web destination that folks can find out more information about Driving Skills for Life?
Sure. Parents, teens, and even teachers. There's a module that teachers can use in the classroom. It's all available on the site www.drivingskillsforlife.com. That's drivingskillsforlife.com.
And you've also got a site devoted to parents and supervised driving. Tell us a little bit about that and the website associated with that program.
Well, that program actually is not associated with the website, but what we do have is a booklet that came out. It's the Parent Supervised Driving Program. And the Parent Supervised Driving Program is a program that Ford is rolling out nationally, where we're providing a booklet to every teen that comes into the Secretary of State to start the process of getting their license. And that booklet would provide the teen with a variety of instructions on how to improve their driving skills, how to handle a vehicle and such. So it's that particular booklet is jam-packed with a lot of facts, figures, and tips on how to develop the skills that they might need to become a good driver, good and safe driver on the road.
And, Tom, another thing we should touch on, many Ford vehicles are now available and equipped with MyKey technology, which is a very cool technology that allows parents to set some limits and do some cool things with the vehicle to encourage teens to wear safety belts and keep their radio volume down. Tell us a little bit more about MyKey.
Sure. It might be a little-known fact, but essentially every Ford product comes with that feature that you mentioned, MyKey. And as you know, when you purchase a new vehicle, it comes with 2 keys. And what a parent can do is to take one of those keys, insert it in the ignition, and through a variety of ticks on the menu on in your instrument cluster, they can set permissions such as providing a chime at 45, 55, or 65. Or they can limit your speed to 65, 70, 75, or 80. And a number of different things can be programmed in the key.
Wonderful. Everybody check out drivingskillsforlife.com. And Tom, we'll have to visit with you again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks for your time today.
Sure. Take care. Nice work, buddy. Nice talking. Take care, Bob.
Thank you.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Paul Eisenstein joins us live from the Motor City. And speaking of the Motor City, want to say hello to everybody listening on AM 800 CKLW out of Windsor, Ontario, getting down into Detroit and all over with 50,000 watts of power, the information station. We so appreciate all the great emails that I get from that station each and every week. And Paul is based in Detroit and is one of the top journalists in the entire world. And we're telling you about Paul's recent journey out to Monterey, where they have held the 2013 rendition of what used to be called The Weekend. It's now a week-long series of events combining classic cars, Concours events, auctions, and new car unveils, both production as well as concept. And another one, Paul, I wanted to get your take on is the Cadillac. Cadillac has done this in the past. They have shown some pretty pretty cool concepts, including a four-door convertible not that far back. But this year, I understand the concept that they showed really looks like it could get the go for production. It is not that far off from what we might see at an actual Cadillac dealership.
Yeah, absolutely. The new vehicle is called the El Mirage, all one word, and it was a stunner when it came out. Caddy has been working on the idea of a flagship for a number of years now, and part of the challenge is they've got some tough competition to go up against. Think about it. Vehicles like the S-Class, and we Bob, you and I talked about the S-Class, the new one, not that long ago. I mean, the technical tour de force, the 7 Series, the Audi A8, which just gets better at every generation, and even Lexus, while its LS has become sort of the forgotten man of the segment, it's still a tough vehicle to go up against. And Cadillac is trying to figure out what do they do. Now, here's an interesting tidbit for you. I spoke with Clay Dean, who is the head of advanced design for General Motors, and Clay says that what Cadillac would really like to do is find a way to come up with a flagship that isn't just another big sedan, another 7 Series fighter, if you will. Mm-hmm. What they'd really like to come up with is something that fills new white space. No easy task, considering, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, BMW and the other Germans are trying to fill every bit of white space possible. So they're toying with all sorts of things. There were some incorrect reports about a month ago when Cadillac dropped an internal project, which they thought might be the next flagship. It was a more traditional sedan. And people were saying, oh, Caddy's going to give up on flagships. Well, no. They just dropped a more traditional one, and now they're toying with something more interesting. And the El Mirage is one particular example of where they may go.
I understand visually it's stunning, and it takes what we've seen recently introduced with the CTS-V, the twin turbos, and attaches them not to a V6 but to a V8 power plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to see more twin turboing everywhere in the industry. Remember, the market is facing some dramatic changes. The industry is going to have to adapt to tough fuel economy standards, 54 miles a gallon by 2025, and there's a tough standard going into effect in 2016 as well. Now, here's the good part. We don't necessarily need to have these big 5 and 6 liter displacement engines. There'll be a place for a few of them. The Corvette's a great example. We'll have even bigger engines coming in the next Z06 and ZR1. We have massive power going into large block, going into the Viper, and so on. But you're going to see more and more manufacturers, particularly at the high end, start to go with downsized engines, even in some cases fours, that are turning out 125, 150, 160 horsepower per liter, which means you're going to be seeing 500 horsepower V4s in the not-too-distant future. You know, Volvo, for example, will be going to an all-four-cylinder technology, and we're going to be seeing turbocharging. The other thing we're going to be seeing is we're going to see advanced forms of hybridization that focus on performance as much as or instead of simply focusing on fuel economy. So GM, yep, I would expect that when we see the El Mirage or some other flagship go into production, we'll probably see a twin turbo and even more advanced technology under the hood.
Let's talk about some of the other happenings at Pebble Beach. Aston Martin celebrated on the lawn on Sunday, the 100th birthday, the centennial of the brand, and showed off a production vehicle. Talk about a great lottery car is all I can say if you're fortunate to come into a lot of money, but a convertible variant of the top-of-the-line Vanquish, along with quite an unusual concept vehicle, Paul.
Yeah, well, Aston Martin's really got some issues right now, Bob. They have been slipping. They're struggling to try to come up with the sort of financing necessary to meet the emissions and fuel economy standards we just talked about a couple minutes ago. To me, one of the most interesting things didn't get a lot of discussion at the Pebble Beach show, but has been in the news in recent weeks, and that is an alignment between Aston Martin and Mercedes-Benz. We're going to be seeing the two of them do some technology swapping going forward, at least if this deal is completed. So what does that mean in the future? I don't know exactly. Will we start to see some Mercedes technology under the hood? Will we see some Aston technology under the hood of Mercedes? I don't know. But this could be a very, very interesting development.
And we might as well touch on Lincoln. They've introduced a new line called the Black Label line. Tell us a little bit about this, Paul.
Intriguing, isn't it, Bob? Here's a brand that is in, well, to put it bluntly, in pretty desperate shape. Lincoln was once one of the great names, and right now it is struggling to figure out what the heck it is. And it's not going to be an easy thing to make that decision. You know, this is a brand facing an awful lot of competition. If we think the Cadillac has sloughed off in recent years and not really gotten its act together, well, that's not even Cadillac's been pretty much a hard charging brand compared to what Lincoln has been. They're going out very aggressively right now, trying to revitalize the brand. We know about four new products, including the new MKZ that's gotten generally positive reviews. There's an MKC compact crossover coming. We'll see a new version of the Navigator. We'll see a whole bunch of stuff. And in the meantime, as they develop even more products to come, and there will be, for example, a sporty coupe based off of the next generation Mustang to follow, but right now, what they're doing is they're unleashing this sort of sub-brand called, as you mentioned, the Black Label. And what they're doing is they're coming up with high style for this. It's sort of a little bit less of an exclusive version of what you have from, say, the Mercedes Designio. You can't go and you don't have this long checklist where you can go, I want, the red seats and I want the blue door panels and the like. They're, if you will, predetermined. But it's a pretty striking series of designs. There's going to be about a half dozen of them on some models.
Wow. More automotive news from the Motor City and around the world with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, straight ahead as Auto World continues after these messages. Don't go away.
The way is clear. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@BobLongRadio.com, bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. We are live. A lot of weekend programs are pre-recorded or best ofs, but we are 100% live here on the first day of September of 2013. I'm alongside esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, who joins us live from Detroit. And Paul, before we go any further, why don't we remind folks about all the goodies that they can get for free, and that's a word you don't hear too much in 2013, at thedetroitbureau.com.
Thanks, Bob. Wait a second. I'm supposed to be live? I thought I was supposed to be taped.
Be careful what you say. You're live.
Yeah, really. Hey, if you are a fan of the automotive world, whether you are just looking to buy, you're looking to sell, you are a serious automotive insider or a serious enthusiast, you can always turn to thedetroitbureau.com for the latest in news, spy shots, features, reviews, buying tips, selling tips, and a lot more. And the best thing is it's all free, as Bob said. Everything's free. The site is free. You can get mailings. We'll send you tips every single time a story is posted, or just a wrap-up every day, week, even every month. You can get RSS feeds if you're an RSS reader, or you can get Twitter feeds, all available for free at thedetroitbureau.com.
Perfect. Let's talk a little bit more about Pebble Beach, then we want to move on to lots of other cool stories. But so many things went down out there, including a record at one of the classic car auctions at the RM event on a Saturday night. $27.5 million for this Nart Ferrari. A staggering amount of money, Paul.
You think? I'll tell you what. The rich are getting richer because they certainly can afford some amazing vehicles out there. The prices that are going for auctions these days, I haven't heard the exact final down-to-the-penny number, but my understanding was that the auctions brought in about one-third more than they did a year ago. Bob, I mean, I believe that Gooding alone brought in something like $120 million in auction sales this year. And yes, the Nart Spider was one of them. Now, here's an interesting thing, Bob. I'm going to have to talk to you offline, off air, because there's some debate going on exactly what this Spider was. There's been some reports that indicated, for example, that the Spider had appeared in the Thomas Crown Affair with Steve McQueen, the original version of the Thomas Crown Affair, and that it was one of the original group of 10 Nart Spiders. I've had some people raise questions about exactly what this vehicle was, and no less an authority than Denise McCluggage, the legendary Denise McCluggage, has been telling me that no, she owned one of the Nart Spiders originally, and that this was not one of the first generation. So I think I'm going to have to be doing some confrontation with the folks who auctioned this off to get a little bit clearer indication of what, in fact, really was sold at Pebble. All I know is that it was big money, as you mentioned, $27.5 once you added in the 10% commission. And that's serious money.
It certainly is. It seems like a lot of the really wealthy folks are putting their money into hard assets like this instead of putting them in traditional banks or securities. It seems like this has become the new trend among the ultra-rich. Get yourself a classic car, and it's going to appreciate better than traditional financial investments.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion as to what exactly is going on in the market. Why are we seeing hedge funds getting into the classic car market? You'll recall, Bob, probably you more than me, I think you follow the classic car business closer than I do, that there have been some serious crashes and burns in the last 20-odd years. We saw, in the early 90s, Ferraris fell, in some cases, as much as 90% in their value, and we saw that again at around the beginning of the millennium. They've done pretty well through this last economic crisis. I think for many people they became sort of a hedge like gold and some other tangible assets. So they've done better this time, which may be why some of the big buck folks are getting into the market right now. But here's the question. Will the collectible market, particularly for that level, crash and burn again sometime soon? Some people fear it will.
Yeah, I would tend to side with those folks. I think it's getting to a level that it's a little bit out of
strength. Bob, I have lost you.
Just hopefully you can hear me now, Paul. All right.
I got you back. Sorry, I think Mother AT&T got a little bit funky. I got you back.
Good. Let's shift gears here a little bit and talk about something else that I've been dying to talk to you about. I remember being at the Consumer Electronics Show a number of years back, and different automakers were demonstrating autonomous vehicles that could drive themselves. And boy, Paul, it seems like this is becoming very hot in the automotive marketplace.
Yeah, I should let your listeners know that I actually got a chance to drive a prototype version of the Nissan that they are saying will be sold by 2020. Nissan is now saying it will be out there with a fully autonomous vehicle. Here's the thing, Bob. We're already seeing a lot of autonomous technology on the road. It started with something as simple as anti-lock brakes and stability control. We see technologies out there. What's becoming increasingly common are technologies such as, what do they call it, cross-traffic alert. First showed up on the BMW 7 and then very quickly on to the Ford SHO, the Ford Taurus, and so on. You're seeing more and more technologies that basically can let a vehicle interact with the world. A lot of it uses technologies such as radar, sonar, and laser sensors, and now stereo cameras. The new Mercedes-Benz has so much technology. It can stop when it senses somebody going into the road, possibly walking in front of your car. It can sense if somebody's going to run a stoplight and hit you in an intersection and take appropriate steps. It even has what they call the magic body control that's capable of literally looking down the road, seeing what the road looks like, and deciding how to adjust the suspension to minimize bumps and pops. And all this technology is coming together very, very quickly. So we are seeing a lot of makers on the road testing fully autonomous vehicles, hands-off vehicles. And now we are being told by Nissan that they will have a production car, probably, by the way, probably a version of the Nissan Leaf, the next-generation battery car, in production by 2020.
Isn't that remarkable? And what was the experience like for you, Paul, to be in that autonomous vehicle?
Well, my biggest experience was trying to figure out what you call it. am I driving the thing? Am I riding in it? Or am I... I finally settled for the idea that I was its co-pilot. It is sort of funny, isn't it? Because what do you call drive being in one of these vehicles? But, yeah, it's a very interesting experience, Bob, because... You start it up, you hit the button that turns it into an autonomous vehicle, and in this case, as you would in the future, they had programmed in a destination, and the vehicle took off. Now, we had two simulated experiences out there. One was a simulated city or urban experience, and one was a highway experience. So on the city experience, we did a figure eight. They had other vehicles driving on the course with humans behind the wheel.
Wow.
So you would do things like having to pass a parked car that was sticking out in the road, even as traffic was coming on. The vehicle was smart enough, the autonomous Leaf was smart enough to know to pause, watch for oncoming traffic, and then zip around the parked car when it was clear. It could come to an intersection. This was one of the most interesting things. We would come to an intersection, and it would know the rules of the road at a four-way intersection, and each time we did it, it would change how it responded, whether it would go first or wait.
Amazing. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line. Don't go away. More with Paul Eisenstein. Straight ahead. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lyons.
End up driving by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, is with us and has been for this entire hour. Don't forget to check out Paul's website, thedetroitbureau.com, and all the freebies that Paul offers. You can subscribe to all kinds of updates, as Paul told us about a little bit earlier in the broadcast. We've been talking about autonomous driving in the last segment, and this leads me to ask you about a story that you put up a couple of days back about shock absorbers. In the past, Paul, it used to be the rule that, you know, if you wanted a good handling car, it was going to ride hard. But and if you wanted a good riding car, it was going to handle lousy. In recent times, we've seen some, you know, great strides with the shock absorbers, the electroshocks, the magnetoshocks from GM, doing a great job of balancing the two. But ZF, makers of lots of great automotive products, including automatic transmissions, they've come up with something called active shocks. Tell us a little bit about this system, Paul.
Yeah. Now let me back up, talk about some of the points you made, Bob, because you hit on some real interesting things going on. We've seen a transformation in the world of suspension technology, and a lot of it has to do with simple things like microprocessors. You know, you can make very smart mechanical devices these days. The new Corvette is just the latest to have this magneto-rheological fluid coursing through its veins, as it were, of its suspension. This is a fluid. It replaces conventional shock oil, and instead it changes what's called the viscosity, how thick it is. You know a viscosity from oil, the oil you put in your car. So when you apply just a little bit of a magnetic force to it, it gets thick and it slows down, and it makes your suspension, your shocks, much stiffer. When you take the magnet away, it gets very loose, and you can have the same shock going down a very rough road if you're driving easily, and it's like a comfort car. And that's, by the way, you asked about the Corvette Stingray, the new one, earlier, and that's one of the amazing things. We drove that on some rough roads, and it was very smooth, not a sports car-like ride at all. But the moment we got into some tough back roads where there were a lot of rough rides, rough pavement, and we were driving hard, suddenly it transformed itself into a true sports car suspension. Well, There's been a lot of talk about going the step further. You have an active suspension where basically the technology can almost see the road in advance. And ZF has come up with this active suspension. What's really cool about this is they solve one of the big problems that has been plaguing designers for years. Active suspensions where, you know, the whole thing is an electromechanical device take tremendous amounts of power. Well, what if you turn it upside down and you have all those bumps every time you hit a pothole? Instead of drawing power, it actually creates power. They have teamed up with this company that creates alternative power technology out in the East Coast, a Massachusetts company, and they've come up with shock absorbers that it can actually generate power, much like a hybrid car, when you hit a bump.
Wow.
So that's the whole idea. This prototype active suspension can essentially power itself. It'll create power when you hit bumps and things like that, even go into corners. And then it stores the energy and then can draw back the energy when it needs it to power the suspension. I'll be very, very curious over the next couple of years to see who, if anybody, puts this into production. It's not going to be cheap. But if it goes into work, if it goes into the car and it's as good as they say, we could be looking at a real breakthrough.
Absolutely. Another interesting story that you've got up on the site is about Mustangs that never were. We're all eagerly waiting the launch of the 50th anniversary Mustang. It's scheduled to be launched reportedly at the New York International Auto Show next spring, exactly 50 years to the date that the original Mustang was also unveiled in New York City. When you stop and think about it, Paul, there aren't that many nameplates that have been around, you know, a half a century or more. Corvette, 60 years here in 2013. Porsche 911, 50 years this year.
Right.
But it's only a handful of vehicles that have lasted that long.
Continuously. We've had a few that have come and gone.
Yep.
Thunderbird has come and gone and probably will come back in their life again. I fully expect we'll see another Thunderbird someday.
Yep.
But, yeah, you're right. Very, very few have been in absolute continuous production. And so this is a pretty important date coming up for them. We're going to see a very, very special Mustang that will move away from the retro look that we've had the last couple of years. Now, here's a good thing, and I'm going to do a shameless plug. If you are a serious Mustang fan or just curious, go to the DetroitBureau.com. Not only do we have some spy shots of the brand new Mustang, 50th anniversary Mustang, but we also have a story, as you mentioned, Bob, which I just find is one of the most fun stories that I have put up in a long time. It's called Mustangs That Never Were. And here's the thing, there's a lot of vehicles that get developed at varying levels. They may just be rendering sketches all the way up to pre-production prototypes that ultimately never make it into the showroom. And there have been a lot of Mustangs that came real close. So, for example, we lead off the story with a picture of the 1992 Ford Mustang 3 concept, which, by the way, did very strongly influence the 94 version of the Mustang. Okay, but here's something. Can you believe a Mustang station wagon?
No. Wow.
They came very, very close back in 1966 to putting a Ford Mustang wagon. It would have been a three-door, if you count the hatch, not a four-door, you know, no four or five-door. And you know what's funny, Bob? I laughed at this until as I'm writing the story, I go, wait a second, Ferrari just pulled that off. Why?
That's right. The FF, okay, of course.
We've got the FF. So maybe Ford would have been years ahead of its time. But, you know, if you look at this, you go, thank you for not building it. And there are a lot. There are a lot of really weird ones. There's some interesting ones, too. We have a picture of a two-seat Mustang design that vied for launch with the original pony car, the original coupe, the 64.5. They also had one that kept the basic look of the 64.5 coupe, but had four doors. One of the more intriguing designs was a very Ferrari-like vehicle called the Allegro. It was originally called the Avante, by the way, Avanti, but they were going to put out this concept, Test Reactions, but you may recall Studebaker launched an Avante, so they decided to rename it.
Mm-hmm.
There are a whole bunch of others. One of the most intriguing is a track-inspired Mustang. It looks, well, it almost looks a little bit like the original Ford GT40. It never made it, as far as I know, past the rendering stage. But there are just some incredible, incredible designs. There was the Mustang Milano concept, which actually did influence production, but not for a Mustang. The design was largely lifted in Australia for the Falcon XB Coupe that was in production during the mid-1970s. So anyway, you can check the story out and get a look at, what do we have, about 8 different Mustangs that never were.
It's a great story. Everybody should check that one out. Another interesting story, and this is something, again, everything old is new again. I understand that the NHTSA folks are considering bringing back ignition interlock, and that basically means that if your seatbelts, in this particular rendition of what they're talking about, if your seatbelts are not fastened, the vehicle will not start.
Oh, boy, talk about something likely to raise a lot of controversy. If you remember, Bob, that was probably one of the most hated technologies of decades past.
Mm-hmm.
It did, as you said, require you to buckle up or the car wouldn't start. Well, the technologies have improved a lot since then. These days we have belt minders that are pretty darn good. I've never seen them fail to notice when your belt is either plugged or disconnected. So, could they do it technologically? Yes. I have no doubt they could come up with a working interlock, unlike the ones of the past, which occasionally wouldn't let you start the car even if you were buckled up. The question is, will Americans put up with it? I've got a feeling no.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And we'd love to hear some listener response to that via the email bob@boblongradio or bob@autoworldradio. 855-660-4261 is our toll-free line. Paul, another story we should touch on, and that's Toyota looking for some significant growth in the Latin American market.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? This is no longer a market where you look at, well, this is no longer an industry where you look at individual markets. You don't just focus on Europe or North America or Asia, for example. China's the biggest market in the world right now, but you have to be everywhere. Toyota's facing some stiff competition from other makers that want to beat it out as the world's largest car maker, particularly from GM, which is very close to regaining that lead again, and VW, which has promised to become the world's largest by the end of the decade. So Toyota has to get into a lot of new markets, including Latin America.
Well, you can check it all out at DetroitBureau.com. Paul, my friend, thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll sure to get you back with us real soon.
Bob, it's great to be with you, as always.
That's going
to
do it.
Wishes to everybody for the holiday.
That's true.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.